I filed this under feeling like an update so that I could find it. And it's feeling like an update in a special way because it's not anything that we've ever talked about. Yet, I'm feeling like I need to update you on this because I feel like now that it's an update, it's fringy because I don't feel like anybody cares. This comes from ctvnews.ca, that's right, it's Canadian, by Daniel Otis. Updated November 15, 2024, 12:35 p.m. That's right, it's old, kind of. Police in Canada collected wreckage after object shot down over Lake Huron. Police in Canada collected debris after an identified object was unidentified, sorry. Oh. It completely changes the context. Object was shot down over Lake Huron February 2023. According to documents obtained through a Freedom of Information request to Canada's Department of National Defense, wreckage, that's in quotes by the way, was found on the shoreline of Lake Huron, that's in quotes as well actually, just weeks after search efforts were officially suspended by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Those fuck faces. New discovery was never made public. You have something to say about them?
I do not. No, I don't remember the story, so.
I thought I heard you cursing them under your breath. Quote, following reports of unidentified aerial objects observed in the Great Lakes area and elsewhere in North America, multiple searches were conducted by the RCMP with the support of the Canadian Armed Forces, end quote. An RCMP spokesperson said in a brief statement at ctvnews.ca, quote, debris has been recovered from the shores of Lake Huron, but after careful analysis, it was determined not to be of national security concern. The unidentified object was shot down by a U.S. F-16 fighter jet on the afternoon of February 12, 2023 over Lake Huron, which separates Michigan and Ontario. It was the third and final unidentified object blasted out of North America's skies that month following the high-profile February 4, 2023 downing of an apparent Chinese surveillance balloon. At the time, the Lake Huron object was described as octagonal, quotes, in structure with strings hanging off of it. And it reportedly slowly descended into Canadian waters after being hit by one of two missiles that were fired at it. Officials characterized it as a suspected balloon that did not pose a military threat, but could have interfered with domestic air traffic. The RCMP oversaw a brief winter search that also involved both the American and Canadian Coast Guards. In a February 16, 2023 statement, the RCMP announced search efforts were being suspended due to several factors, including deteriorating weather and the low probability of recovery. According to partially redacted emails obtained by ctvnews.ca through the information request, the RCMP collected both material and a module when debris was discovered along the shores of Lake Huron in early March 2023, approximately 3 weeks after the object was shot down. The module is from a company who sells weather monitoring equipment, a senior RCMP member told a Canadian military brigadier general in a March 13, 2023 email. It will be analyzed to determine if there is anything unusual with it, but I suspect not given the size. Whether or not it is from the shootdown is uncertain. The RCMP would not answer specific questions from ctvnews.ca, including if the wreckage was ever positively linked to the Lake Huron object. Canada's Department of National Defense declined to comment. The U.S. Department of Defense did not respond to email questions. The RCMP confirms that debris was recovered from the shores of Lake Huron, and we continue to work in close collaboration with our domestic and international partners in furthering the investigation. An RCMP spokesperson said in a new statement Friday afternoon, as the investigation is ongoing, additional details cannot be provided at this time. What was the Lake Huron object? Let's see if it says anything here. I'm pretty sure they're going to say weather balloon. The three unidentified objects shot down over Alaska, Yukon, and Lake Huron in February 2023 were reportedly much smaller than the towering Chinese balloon. We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program, or they were surveillance vehicles from any other country. U.S. President Joe Biden said following the incidents, the intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private private companies, recreation or research institutions, studying whether or conducting other scientific research. A secret Royal Canadian Air Force document obtained by ctvnews.ca suggests the Lake Huron object could have been a weather balloon launched from a... Yeah, that's what I thought.
Man, nobody's sticking their neck out going with the fun answer, are they?
Oh, what's this? In documents reviewed by ctvnews.ca, the three objects shot down over North America are frequently referred to as UAP, which typically stands for Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. The term UAP has largely replaced UFO and Unidentified Flying Object in official circles. After decades of dismissal and denial by U.S. authorities, the Pentagon... Oh, so they're just bringing it back. That's it. It's probably a weather balloon.
There's a chance it's a stop sign that kind of got away and it got inconvenient in the sky. A really big stop sign.
It must have been really windy that day. Yeah. It could be anything as long as it's not identified.
And octagonal. Needs to be an octagon. Yeah. Is it a promotion for the next UFC or something like that? And it was just a really windy day?
Probably. But they're playing the long game if it is, because this was back in February 2013.
They still haven't taken credit for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well played, if that's what it is.
Well played.
By then, everybody will forget.
And hey, UFC, you got 48 hours to answer for this. So we've put you on notice. And if you do, I feel like we should get some of your promotional monies from bringing it back full circle. But if not, whatever. We're still doing our episode. But you owe us money.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, bye.